This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The signs are multiplying. The tightening grip. The unraveling of the false peace. We are witnessing the days prophesied by every voice of the Tanakh, save Daniel, days of judgment descending upon Edom and awakening within scattered Israel. A great sifting is underway, a separation of the true from the counterfeit. Look to the Strait of Hormuz, where aggression escalates, a provocation mirroring the ancient hostility towards Israel. See the tightening sanctions, the military posturing, Edom, flexing its power, attempting to control the flow of nations, to choke the life from those who refuse to bow. But even as Edom displays its strength, cracks are appearing. A rot festers within its foundations. The depravity exposed at places like Bohemian Grove, the orchestrated chaos of January 6, the complicity of regimes in the persecution of others, these are not isolated incidents but symptoms of a systemic corruption. Amos spoke of it, the nations of Edom held accountable for their brutality, their trading of justice for wickedness. And now, we see that wickedness laid bare. They seek to control not just our resources but our very thoughts. The indictment of a mother for daring to question the narrative, the lawsuits against those who challenge the algorithms, the relentless preparations for future pandemics, these are the tools of manipulation, of fear, designed to bind the minds of men. Yirmiyahu warned us, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from Yahuwah." They offer a false sense of security, a digital cage disguised as protection. But Israel, the covenant remnant, is stirring. A remembering is taking place, a turning away from the broken cisterns of Babylon. For generations, we have relied on the infrastructures built by our enemies, trusting in systems designed to enslave us. These systems promised security, abundance, but they delivered only contamination and control. The reports of poisoned waters, of microplastics invading our very bodies, this is not accidental. This is a deliberate assault, a weakening of the seed of Jacob, a desperate attempt to sever us from our heritage. Jeremiah spoke of it, the folly of forsaking the fountain of living waters to hew out cisterns that could not hold water. Yahuwah offered a boundless, pure source of sustenance, a covenant of blessing, but we turned to artificial substitutes, to fleeting illusions of comfort. Yet Yahuwah remembers his covenant. He promised rain from heaven, abundance from the earth. Deuteronomy 28:12 declares, "Yahuwah will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand." This is not a promise for a political state, a manufactured nation built on the shifting sands of geopolitics. This is a promise to Israel, scattered across the nations, the 12 tribes awakening to their true inheritance. We are witnessing the beginnings of a restoration, a regathering not of bodies necessarily, but of hearts and minds, a turning back to the ancient paths, to the wisdom of our ancestors. It will not be easy. The path is narrow, the trials are many. Israel, the political entity, continues to isolate itself, prioritizing its own security while the world crumbles around it. The deployment of robotic war dogs, the imprisonment of physicians in Gaza, these are acts of desperation, a futile attempt to maintain control in a world rapidly changing. But true Israel, the covenant people, is finding strength in adversity. A quiet resilience is growing, a refusal to be defined by the narratives of Edom. We see it in the dissenting voices rising within the empire, in the growing awareness of the deception. The fracturing of Edom's power is not a sudden collapse, but a slow unraveling, a weakening from within. This is the season of testing, a refining fire to burn away dependence on broken systems. Yahuwah is calling us to return to the source, to rediscover the wellsprings of restoration, to rebuild not cisterns of stone and steel, but a covenant of water, a connection to the living waters that flow from the throne of Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.